Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. I'm off the streets at night with monsters in my mind. They say you best be quiet. I like it, no, I won't shut my mouth. That's not what I'm about. You know I built this house. I like it, so boom, check one, check one, two, three. Is anybody here listening? Hear me now, hear me now. It's now time for a very mudflap edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on your friends, which games to simply drive on by.
Oh, he switched it up. Y'all didn't see it coming. Then he hit you with it. Came out of nowhere. That's a professional right there.
I am your professional driver, Corey. I am joined by the Gymkhana thrill-seeking guy himself, Basher.
That's me. I'm that guy. Who's that guy, by the way? Is he a racer?
I mean, you tell me. You're the Gymkhana.
I know two racers, Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I think Jr. still races, although he doesn't race. I remember. Okay.
Senior's dead, right?
Yes. He died on the track. But at one point,
a real man does.
I am fairly certain this was a thing, because I actually watched NASCAR when I was a young chap, and Dale Earnhardt at one point was not racing for Dale Earnhardt Incorporated.
Well, just real quick, you are a white boy from Indiana, so it was kind of, you had
now,
to.
Now everyone knows where I live. I'm going to be doxxed, and they're going to drive a NASCAR car straight through my home. Thank you. I appreciate it. I have a Dale Earnhardt Busch Series jacket around here somewhere, because his main sponsor was Oreo. And I had a thing for Oreos as a kid.
Had?
Yeah, I still like Oreos, but man, I used to eat those things far too much.
Double stuffed peanut butter. Go get at them.
That's some pretty good. All right, that is not. We're here to talk about Dirt 5. But before that, if you're listening to this, we've got some more reviews on our various platform services. But you know what? We can never have enough reviews. Never. So why not hop on iTunes or your favorite podcast service. Leave us a little review. Let us know what you think. GPopFans@gmail.com. Let's talk about Dirt 5. This is developed by Codemasters, now owned by EA. This game actually came out before that, so that's a whole. That happened. Regularly priced at $59.99. This is an arcade racer available on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. Xbox Series X owners will get... Do we need to talk about before we're in the details of this game? Okay. And hang on, you're going to hear some typing. So,
you know, it's going to be a real good review and something we recommend when it starts off like this.
There's three different modes that are available on Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S. But here are the names of these modes. Now let me know if you can figure this one out. Performance, image quality.
Wait. So performance is the one where your computer works the best.
Sure. On computer, You don't get options. The option is you pay more for a bigger graphics card, and you get that. But performance, image, 120 hertz. Which one do you think gets you the most frames? Probably 120 hertz, right?
It's right there in the title.
It might, but frame rate is uncapped for a lot of people. So you could get more than... Why not just call it 4K, 60 hertz, 120 hertz?
This is where we start, huh? Like, not even. Not even. We haven't even reached the title screen yet. This is where we started.
Like, seriously? I don't understand how you messed that up. Anyways, point is, this game is regularly priced at $59.99. I think I said that already. There is cloud saves. There is DLC, various car packs, as well as new locations with a, quote, year one upgrade pack for $39.99. Dirt 5. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Dirt 5 is a racing game. In it, you race. And the name of the game is Dirt. And sometimes you race on dirt. Sometimes you don't. And you press R to go. L to stop. You steer with your left stick. You can move the camera while in a cockpit with the right stick. And Dirt 5, guys, thanks for coming. It's one of the least inspired racing games I've played in a long time. I mean, Dirt 5, I mean, I'm gonna bury the lead here, but Dirt 5 is one of the reasons I stopped playing racing games.
I remember back to the Xbox 360 days when Codemasters has always sort of made racing games, but they sort of had a resurgence, I think, for many people with that original Dirt and original Grid games. I remember the Xbox 360, we had seen next gen, but for whatever reason, when Dirt came out, it wasn't revolutionary, but it caught your eye. Like, the engine looked very modern. It was incredibly smooth for how good it looked. And then they did Grid, which is their just more traditional street racing. And it was just like, you just don't get games like that anymore. And then they made a second Dirt. And then they made a third Dirt. And then they did Dirt Rally. And now they did Dirt 4. And now we're on Dirt 5. And we are now, what, two generations later, even though this game is available on 1X and Xbox One as well, and PlayStation 4. I guess I forgot that part. And I feel like I'm playing the exact same game.
Oh, 100%. I mean, like, from the very intro sequence, it felt like this game was in development since 2003, 2004. Like, it has that style, that almost like EA Burnout or EA Big aesthetic of just like vroom vroom in your face, bang bang, whoa, Dirt 5 is here. And it's like, and then you get into the actual gameplay, like, none of it transfer. Like there's so much bustling attitude from the presentation of just the menu screen. The colors are just popping. The music is blasting. It is so 2000, mid-2000s era, like, in your face. And then it's like, when you get into the game, it is a whole lot of nothing. Like, I was instantly disappointed at how none of that attitude got its way into any of the gameplay.
Yeah, it's strange. I remember, I think it was Dirt 4, it might have been 3, I don't remember now, actually, I lied. It was on Xbox 360 still, and Gymkhana was kind of the new thing, and while Dirt 2 and Grid 2 were very much just more of the same thing, but they still felt like an upgrade. You know, you got new cars, you got new tracks, etc. And Dirt 3 added Gymkhana, which was a big, you know, new thing. And I feel like this game just has nothing new. And it really feels like they were selling this on the fact that it was available on Xbox Series X, S, and PS5. And it's like, it's going to take full advantage of those games. It ends up feeling like a launch title game, which... Launch title games are usually I don't want to call them one note, but they're usually there to kind of flex the system in terms of, you know, I look at something like Killzone Shadowfall or Rise Son of Rome, and it's like, these games are fine for what they are, but they're very much, they spend a lot of time working on the engine, getting that engine up and running, and really pushing the polygons. And the gameplay is still there and it's functional, but you're really there for the graphics. You're really there for the presentation. You're there for the fire. You're there for the oh man, look at this lens flare. Look at these textures. And this game, unfortunately, it lacks all of that. Like, I'm struggling to find anything positive to say about the racing in a racing game. And that's just where I'm just, and you know, you can make the joke on, and I think you already did, of, you know, you press the right trigger to go. And you can press, I think it's B on Xbox to hit that handbrake, and left trigger to stop. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, technically you do that in Forza Horizon and Forza and Gran Turismo. Like, you do that in every racing game, right? But this is an instance where the joke is being 100% serious. Like, the cars have no weight to them. They don't particularly, the sense of speed isn't there. When you're hitting those drifts, you don't really feel like you're hitting the drift, you know? Like, when I'm playing a game and I want to hit that drift, I want to feel like I'm sort of losing control of the car, and I can feel the weight of the car sort of, you know, like hitting that side and hitting that edge, and then, but knowing when exactly to press that left trigger and when to press that right trigger to give it more gas so I can come out of that drift and zoom off. Like, that feeling that you get is completely it's just gone. It is gone from Dirt 5. I have no idea how you made a racing game that is so boring to drive in. I don't get that one.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly to get a good sense of drift in my system, I closed out the app and I booted up some Mario Kart, because even Mario Kart has a better sense of drift than Dirt 5. Every racing game has a better sense of everything than Dirt 5, and that's not to say Dirt 5 does everything wrong. It's just one of those games that does everything.
It's been lapped.
Bland.
It's been... Wreckfest does it better. I don't understand.
You mentioned, like, how it feels like a launch title, but, like, even, like, racing... Like, the racing launch titles always have some sort of gimmick or thing going for it.
Usually the Need for Speed or something has, you know, it's underground or it's cops or whatever.
Right, I mean, going all the way back to Xbox 360 and Project Gotham Racing, I want to say, yeah. Like, it had the kudos system. Like, there was always something in a racing game. PlayStation had his Ridge Racer, that and that was just fantastic, kind of over the top, not super over the top, but like clearly arcade racing, and it kind of nailed it. Whereas like, but Dirt 5 just like, it really feels more like some sort of mid-generation tier gaming, but not from this generation, but from like three or four generations ago. Like, it's just stuck in a time capsule, and someone dug it up and said, hey, we found this game from 2005. Let's just put it out there and see what happens. Because I really just was taken aback at how do-nothing the actual racist felt like. It was just, you press R to go and that's it. Like, there's nothing else, and it was really lackluster. And then when you leave the race, again, that presentation hits you, choo, 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 like every slide, every graphic is boom, 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 choo, 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 choo. It's like a casino just exploded inside of a fireworks factory. You're like, whoa, what's going on? And then a race is like, ram. It's like the most boring, just races of, I've played in a long, like, it's honestly the reason why, games like this is the reason why I just stop playing racing games. I play the one or the two series that I like, and that's it. Like, racing games as a whole, just they like to hit these walls where they just lack any and all innovation, or they go, or they do like a Need for Speed where they try to chase their tails and go back to what made them popular before, with like Hot Pursuit, for example. It's like I'm really just over these kind of racing games that don't innovate at all, or don't at the very least introduce some sort of fun, cool gimmick, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I think they try to mix it up a little bit with like different events. Like I do not know the different names of some of the events, but there are certain ones where it's like you're trying to basically climb like a mountain. You know, there's a track and you're using a particular type of car, and it's extremely high horsepower or torque, you know, and it's not about speed. It's about sort of controlling your speed and getting up this mountain or whatever terrain. And it's just like, but it's not fun. And it's the same thing with kind of the Gymkhana. The Gymkhana is very much a, you know, here's a track and go to this pad and do a 360 and do a drift and hit these little paddles. And like, the cars just don't have any sense of, the cars don't feel different, you know, they don't, I can't find that car and dial it in on this particular track and feel good about it kind of thing. And it's bizarre that a game that I had in such high regards years ago has just fallen so far. And I mean, this game isn't terrible. Like you said, it's just boring. Like there's nothing about it that stands out. And the one thing I will say is, there's a couple tracks that you can go on. Like one's made out of completely ice, and sometimes they make you race at night, and that's when the game is actually kind of fun, because when you race at night, if you've got like a good, you know, I've got a good display, I've got an OLED display, and when you've got the HDR going and all you can really see are the headlights and there's no lights on the track, and you sort of have to trust yourself and try to trust this track and you're driving, I was like, wow, like this is cool. Like I'm not exactly sure where I'm going. I'm not exactly sure if I'm on the track, but all I've got are my headlights, and it looks awesome because it, you know, you've got a nice clean image on this new console. And then you've got these ice tracks where you can't control your car. You're doing something different. And since the cars just control so boring, anytime the game does something a little different, I'm like, all right, this is more like it. But those events are so few and far between that it's just like, ugh, like I wish I could play more of that and less of this bland racing. And the career mode of this game is just recycle these tracks and content, and the good content isn't even recycled. You know, it's the content that you just keep playing over and over, and maybe you use a different car, but the track is the exact same. And it's just like,
what's the point of using different cars at all? Like at one point I unlocked every car that because I was just curious, because I got the same feeling of weightlessness and cars not feeling different from race to race in different classes. So I'm thinking like, know what, let me go back to this race. I'm going to unlock several more cars just for this race. So I'm thinking like, you give me the standard car and I have this kind of rubber bandery race where I'm still keeping up with the competition. So I'm thinking like, okay, so if I buy the best car in this class of race, theoretically, I should just blow them off the line. It should be real simple. And it's like, and it's not that any race is particularly hard. They're all, in fact, very easy. But after buying the best car in this class for this race, the race went exactly the same as before with the other car. Like, there's no difference from, like, car to car even, and you don't feel that difference from race to race. Like, it's, again, I could play Mario Kart right now, if I go up to like 200cc, it's a brand new game, right? Like I don't feel any sort of like, whoa, what is this? Like, or like, and to your point, like the best kind of races were the ones where you're kind of at night, but that's only because I have 4k tv and it looks fantastic. Like, right. I don't really I'm not really doing anything different, and it's really unfortunate, because it did nothing to reinstate my love for racing games. I do love a racing game, so it's like this is one of those very bland, by the current numbers, by the old numbers racing game.
And it, I mean, in the spirit of Game Pass, it also starts making you ask questions, right? Because the argument for Game Pass is always like, is this where people are going to dump their bad games? And you look at something like Dirt 5, and that game came out in November. And by the time that we're recording this, it came out at the beginning of March. We're kind of at the end of March here. So it's like, that's what, 4 months? And I played through the campaign, and I got relatively far, farther than I really should have. But I remember getting, you know, maybe it was like 3 or 4 hours in the campaign, and one of the achievements popped, and it's just a general progression campaign. And Xbox has those, if under 10% of the community has that achievement, you get the diamond achievement or whatever. And there's a little animation where you get the rare achievement. And I got that achievement, and it was a rare achievement for just general progression. I'm just like, oof, like, man, like, are we not alone in this one? Like, are people just bouncing off this game so hard? But then again, it could also be that so many people ended up getting the game because of Game Pass kind of thing. So the number just sort of skyrockets instantly because you got a bigger audience. But like, I don't know. It's just weird. I find it weird that this was, you know, Microsoft was pushing this game pretty hard for the Series X launch because, you know, they didn't have anything. Halo got pushed kind of thing. You know, they were pushing Assassin's Creed and Dirt 5 is their big showpiece games. And it's just kind of like, and yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that this game is just so lifeless in so many ways. And part of me thinks also that, you know, this is on Xbox One, Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 Pro, PlayStation 5, PC. Like, maybe they just spread themselves too thin and they couldn't find the fun. And the game also did get pushed originally. It was supposed to be out earlier. Maybe that was COVID, whatever. But it's, I don't know. I had very little fun with this game. Like, I can't even really find a, if you really, really want to see what a nighttime race can look like in 4K HDR, turn on the image quality mode, because that is a 4K 60 with better LODs and such versus the performance mode, which is also 60 frames per second, I might add. just stop.
Yeah, I think I texted you like less than an hour in the game. I'm just like, I have nothing good to say about this. Like, just like, I have nothing good at all. And it's really just one of those games where it doesn't try. And that's the thing that truly frustrates me about a boring game, because boring games are the worst type of games. I almost wish it was terrible, because then I could rag on it. Then I could beat it up and I could have some fun. I could revel in how terrible it is. But it's not even that. It's just extremely boring, and it sucks that they didn't even try something. Like, just do something. Like try to stand out in some way, shape, or form, and it just does nothing.
Yeah, I think that that's the best way to sum it up. It's just, it doesn't try anything new. It just seems like another game. So, which sucks, and it sucks for Game Pass. But so when it comes to Dirt 5 on this show, Game Pass or Pass, pass on it. Do not play it. Not worth your time. Even as a Series X, you know, we don't, this next gen launch on both the Sony and Microsoft side have been lackluster to, you know, as a, I have both next gen systems, and you know what I'm playing on them? Last gen games. The 60 frames patch just came out for Ratchet and Clank today. So guess what I'm going to play? I'm going to play that old Ratchet and Clank PS4 game. So, and I just finished that Doom Eternal DLC on Xbox. So there you go. That's what I'm playing. And I'm not playing Dirt 5. Ooh. Suck it.
Wait, so I'm confused. Do you recommend this or?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I'm saying, even though it's a next gen, well, according to them, it's a next gen game, it's still not like, I look at something like Rise. I still think Rise got a bad rap. I like Rise, Son of Rome. Is it a great game? No. But when that game came out, it was like, this is next gen. Like, I could play that game and just be like, man, like, this is badass. This is cool. I don't even get that with this game. I got it maybe once or twice with those nighttime races of like, man, this looks awesome. But I don't know if that was a next gen thing. I think that was just I think the One X could have done that kind of thing, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Who knows? All right, that's going to do it for this episode. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. Let us know what you like, what you don't like about the show. Normally, you can send us a voice message, but someone did not get the number up because I am delirious at this moment. So let me see if I can do it quickly in the next 30 seconds. 574-651-9256. You can call and leave us a voicemail. Let us know what you like, don't like, if that's your thing. You can even send us a text message if you wanted to. There you go. Text message. Be done with it. All right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. When it comes to the next episode, we're doing a couple rapid fire here. So which one do we want to do next? Do we want to do the open world game or the mouse game?
Let's go with the open world.
The open world. So we'll see you next time with the open world Game Pass exclusive, not exclusive, Game Pass debut game of Drake's Hollow.
Good day, sirs.